The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Anna Daly standing in for Anton today. Now, with a stunning weekend in store, perhaps you feel like a summer walk. The Laois Walks Festival is back after a 5-year absence. So for the month of July, there are 22 walks to choose from. So we sent Henry McKean last night on the Abbey Leaks Bog Walk, and he's here to tell us how he got on. Hi, Henry.
Good morning, Anna. These particular walks, they go on right up until the 27th of July, and they're every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, this Laois Walking Festival. It's enchanting. It was just absolutely beautiful. And, you know, a sense of community, camaraderie, and you're just basically walking, and I didn't need any, you know, plasters or anything like that. And there's three different types of walks you can go on. There's a graded A, so that's strenuous, that's quite tough. B, difficult, and C, moderate, and they're good for families. And obviously, I had to go on the moderate one. And I got to meet an organiser, and I took part in the history and ecology, if I can say that word, ecology of Abbey Leaks Bog, grade C. And that was a moderate one, just 3 kilometres.
Okay, so Anne-Marie McMahon is my name. I'm the chairperson of the Laois Walks Festival. So this particular festival ran for 18 years and then COVID happened, and that was the end of that for a while, out of necessity. So this year we have reignited and re-established a new committee. So there's great excitement around the county in terms of getting the festival up and running again. People always embraced it, both in the county and outside the county, supported the festival. So we're very excited about it. We've 23 different walks over the 4 weekends in July, 14 different communities involved, and it's all about the local community, really. Like, we're the overarching organising committee, but really, without the support of the local communities, just this wouldn't happen, you know.
So we're now in the second week of the walks, and you walk everywhere, and there's lots and lots of different types for all abilities and all interests.
Absolutely, and that was really, really important for us, because we wanted to make it as accessible as possible for people. So we have grade C walks, which are primarily on the flat. Most of those are family friendly, buggy friendly, wheelchair friendly. Then moving up a little bit, we have the grade B walks, which a reasonable level of fitness is required for. And then we have the grade A walks for the serious walker, the person who's well experienced in terms of hiking and walking and all that sort of thing. So something for everybody.
It's very warm at the moment. I mean, it's around 27 degrees. The midges haven't come out yet. Any tips on shoes, on sunscreen?
Well, I suppose we're from the outset, we've been very clear about keeping hydrated, sunscreen, and good shoes that are well worn in and suitable to the terrain. You know, just asking for personal responsibility in that regard.
So for listeners at home, I've run out of water, I've got good shoes on. Am I dressed okay? Shorts? Bit of sunscreen.
Yeah, I think you'll pass. I think just about, yeah, we'll let you go.
You'll pass, Henry. What was the walk like?
It was beautiful. I actually could have been in France. And obviously, Ireland is as beautiful as France. It was so gorgeous. And that particular area where it's in, so it's in Abbey Leaks, which obviously is now bypassed with the new motorway. And it's at the back of the Manor Hotel. And you've got this beautiful Abbey Leaks bog, which was wrestled from Borden Mona 25 years ago. Here is the backstory.
My name is Gary Luttrell. I'm a member of Abbey Leaks Bog Project. On the 24th of July, we're celebrating 25 years since these 37 people stood up at the gate here to Abbey Leaks Bog and said to Borden Mona, "You're not coming in here. This bog is more important to us than actually harvesting turf on it." So that was the start of a whole series of discussions with Borden Mona. 9 years after that day, Borden Mona turned around full circle and said, "We'll give you a 50-year lease on that bog. You do what you like with it." And since then, 2009, we have restored that bog, and we're actually seeing some fantastic results in terms of the ecology, the sphagnum regrowth. The bog is actually living again. Before that, it was dying because Borden Mona had put in kilometres of drains right through the bog, which is actually destroying it. Now, the thinking nowadays, of course, is that, you know, saving the bog is much more important than turf or peat or whatever.
And now we're walking that bog.
We're walking that bog today. We're doing the there's two loops. We're doing the full loop around it, or we're doing the inner loop, which is right through the high bog. So we're going to pass some of the cutover area out onto the high bog, and you will see there where we have best part of 9 meters of peat under you. So if you do a shimmy there, Henry, the whole bog will shake.
Kathleen, we're on a beautiful boardwalk, and the volunteers put this into the bog by hand themselves.
They did, yes. All of the stakes and the boards were brought out, and for years they brought out, as they did it, section by section, they brought everything out by hand. And some of the boards are pretty heavy, but then one of the group is an engineer, and he designed a special trolley that can actually come from the lower cutaway bog up onto the raised bog, and it made their lives so much simpler. So now they can wheel out maybe 6 boards at a time and move it along, so it means that they can do the job much faster. Yeah, more efficiently.
And it's just so gorgeous, and we have all this flora and fauna here.
Yeah.
And all of these plants mean something.
Oh, they do, yeah. It's very green at the moment, but if you had been here a week ago, it was white and has been white since about May. As bog cotton everywhere, and in about 3 weeks' time, you can see the heather there. This will just be a sea of purple. It'll be just magical. It's fantastic.
Just magic. Henry, you met an expert as well on your travels.
I did. And you can hear that magic there. You can actually hear the heat coming through the airwaves because it's such a warm day, and it was a very warm night last night. And just so beautiful. And the fact that the bog is coming back to life because it was dying, and we came across a rare butterfly.
Silverwash. That's our biggest butterfly, and they're out at the moment, and they're actually go down along the track here. This is one here, and I actually got a photograph about 10 days ago of two of them landing, looking at that photograph, or one of them particularly, and I said to myself, it's like a photo, I said to friends of mine, it's actually a photograph of it, saying, is this the size of my opposition here? My name is Des Finnamore. I'm a volunteer with the Abbeyleagues Bog Project, and we're here walking down the old railway line, heading towards the high bog on the boardwalk.
Des, this is a fascinating story, this particular bog, and how it was, you know, you could say landed gentry, then it was taken over by Bordnemona, and then the locals said enough is enough, we want to reclaim our bog, and here we are walking on it.
We are walking on it, and it is amenity for the public, for the it's open 365 days a year, and we actually have thousands of people actually visiting. Our remit, though, is actually to restore the bog, to protect the bog, and to look after the biodiversity of the bog, and to regrow the bog, in fact. And then, as well as that, with the biodiversity, we actually look after particular habitats for different species, for butterflies, for hoverflies, for mammals. So we actually are operating that on a constant basis.
And you're achieving it. You're bringing this bog back to life. You're, in a way, turning it on its head and saving the environment.
It helps to do so. A living bog will actually help to actually, with climate change, to actually sequester carbon from the atmosphere and actually help with the climate issues we have.
Henry, can anyone take part in it?
Absolutely. And remember, these walks continue right up until the 27th of July. I just want to say to listeners, you know, we all drive through Laois or around Laois. We should all try and go and support this particular Laois Walks Festival, because it's just beautiful. And there's loads of different types of walks you can go on. It really is, especially on a day like today, because there's lots of walks today, more tomorrow, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday of next week. So it's laoistourism.ie, or just Google Laois Walks Festival. I got to ask these people why they've come out to support the Laois Walks Festival.
I'm based in Abbeyleagues. I work with the Abbeyleagues Vitality Hub, and we're helping organise some of these walks. So we really wanted to showcase the Abbeyleagues Bog Walk as part of this route. We have 2 walks here tonight. We have a 3K and we have an 8K. So I'm going on the 3K, I have to admit, not the 8K. But the 3K is interpreted, it's lovely, and it's actually quite shaded. I know it's a beautiful warm evening and it's quite shaded tonight, so I'm going to do the 3K one and help out in being a sweeper as part of it as well. So, yeah.
What brings you out on these Laois walks?
Because I was initially involved, maybe it's about 20 years ago when Laois Walks Festival started up originally. And yeah, I just love walking, love the outdoors, and I love Abbeyleagues Walk, the Bog Walk. So yeah, and what a beautiful evening.
Well, I live here in town and I walk this walk all the time and I'm part of the hub, so I was asked to volunteer sweeping, but I just love doing the walks. I was in Colley Hill the other day and I remember the last Leash Walks Festival before COVID. It was fantastic. I love the way friends came from all over the country to walk in the county, so I'm delighted that they're redoing the whole idea.
And we're blessed. I mean, the weather is just stunning and there's
today.
Butterflies, yeah, and there's squirrels and deer.
This is a very special place. Normally I have a dog with me. I'm not allowed to bring him tonight, but it's just such a gorgeous place to come, and you meet people at different times of the day, every day of the week. Yeah, my father used to walk here a lot and meet, you know, around in the noontime, meet people his own age. It was just fantastic. I love it. It's a gorgeous place. Like, look at it. You couldn't walk in a nicer spot, you know. You have trees, and then when we go out on the bog, it's just vast. You just can't believe that you're on the edge of a town. It's just so beautiful. Really gorgeous.
Okay, I'm Deirdre Walsh.
I'm Carolyn McSweeney from Portlaoise.
We're both from Portlaoise, yeah.
So we're looking at the bog and it really is absolutely beautiful on this Leash Walk Festival walk. We've just discovered that there's 23 different types of butterflies and 1,500 different species of moths. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
No, I didn't, honestly. No.
And I was just saying to Deirdre, I've come out here how many times, both of us, you know, for walks, and I've never learned as much as I have in the first, 20 minutes of this walk.
Yeah.
Henry, that was a soulful experience, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And there's something fantastic about being out with nature. It's good for mental health. It's good to clear the head. I've driven past where that bog is in Abbey Leaks perhaps hundreds of times. And this is a terrible confession to make. It's been, you know, open to the public now since all these years, since 2009. And I didn't know it was there. I did not know it was there. But there's so many walks that you can do over the next few weeks. For example, today at 2 p.m., there's the Hayward Family Loop, Forest Paths, and on the grounds of Hayward. That's a grade C. That's a moderate 6-kilometer walk. Remember to bring water, though, and sunscreen. And there's also the Wolf Hill Hack, strenuous route with steep inclines. That's a grade A. That's an 11-kilometer walk. And they're both today. And there's more tomorrow as well around Leash. It's just absolutely beautiful. Stop what you're doing and join the Leash Walks Festival.
Leash Walks Festival, leashtourism.ie. I feel like that was one of your more calm reports, Henry. It was lovely.
Oh, it's beautiful, beautiful summer fair.
Gorgeous. Thanks very much to Henry McKean for that gorgeous report.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.